Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you've been following the show, you know that the second week of the month, we do the roundtable discussion. But before we begin, I just want to wish everyone a happy new year. We didn't have the show last week. If you were wondering, I was out of the country. So, and it was very difficult trying to connect online, so we just canceled the show instead of having people being frustrated trying to get on, as well as myself. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. And this show airs every Monday night, and the purpose of the show is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative. And some of these guests are people who may be an Avon representative like yourself, who just may have some great ideas. They may be a district manager that we'll have on the show. Certainly we've had on the show life coaches as well as business coaches. And again, these people come on and they volunteer their time for the sole purpose of helping you as an Avon representative to take your business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you, please like us on Facebook. And invite someone from your downline or your upline to come and to listen to the show. And if you missed portions of the show or you'd like to review this show or listen to other shows that we may have had, just go back to the link that was sent to you, and certainly you can go ahead and view the show. In addition to that, I put on the link on Facebook, which is Avon Motivational Radio Show, on that website of the Facebook page. I always put the recording on there as well. Okay, so again, this is the second week of the month, and this is our roundtable discussion where we usually have myself, Ellen, and Gail, and I think Ellen's on the line. Let me see if I can plug her in.
Hi.
Is that you, Ellen?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, Happy New Year, and I'd like to thank you for being consistent in being on the show.
Oh, no problem.
So, Ellen, as you know, this is a new year, and our topic today is going to address this being a new year. And the topic is, this is a new year, what are you going to do moving forward? And any thoughts, Ellen, about that?
Well, there's just so many different things. I think that, the people that are on the call, particularly those that are consistent and come consistently, think that first and foremost, that's probably one of the most important things to remember, is to be consistent no matter what it is that you're doing. Because if do anything, whether it's planning out your month or your week or planning out what you want to accomplish for maybe the first quarter of the year, and you do it, and then you change your mind. Like, people make New Year's resolutions, and usually by the next month they're no longer doing whatever it is they said they were going to do. I think that's probably one of the most important things to stress, is whatever you are going to do or whatever you plan on doing, just be consistent.
You know, Ellen, I totally agree with you. You have to, even when you don't think things are working, you still have to be consistent because, as you well know, we're planting seeds. And sometimes, like any other plant that you're going to try to grow, things take time. It takes time for you to nurture them. And sometimes people need to see things more than once or twice. So, you know, so you have to plant the seed and you have to wait. And then you'll see, you know, you may not get, sometimes you will get immediate results and sometimes you won't. And you just got to, you know, you just got to ride it out. But if you take a period where you stop, then that kind of puts you a little bit behind. So you got to just keep on going. Whether you see the result or not, eventually it will come to you.
Absolutely. Unless it's something that, you know, if you've tested something out and it's just not working, I mean, obviously we're saying have common sense about it. There are certain things that you just know are not working. But you can't confuse that with wanting a quick fix to everything, because most things, I don't care what it is, takes time. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than you think it's going to take. So one of the things that's important for people to do is to get on calls like this, go, you know, there are different classes that you can take, online classes. There's all kinds of things that people can do, read books. And then what you do is you build up your knowledge base. Then you put together a game plan, and all this needs to be on paper. Now, you know, some people say, well, you need a game plan for the year, for the quarter. I would say, because most people it's very difficult for them to think long term, maybe you just make a plan for the month.
Mm.
And you make a plan for the next month. Because, you know, it's better if you made it for the year and worked your way back. But let's just be very simple and take a plan for the month. And depending, again, on whether you're doing this full-time or part-time, if it's part-time, it's part-time. So if you say that you have 2 hours an evening to devote to your Avon business, let's just take that, and you can do it for 5 days a week, that's 10 hours. Then you take those 10 hours and figure out what are the most important things that will produce income that you can do during those 10 hours, and then do them consistently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Ellen. I agree with you 100%. You have to be, really, really, really have to be consistent in whatever it is that you plan to do. And you have to be true to yourself. You have to be, you can't say I'm going to do 90 calls a day and you can barely do two. I mean, just be realistic and be happy and satisfied with your accomplishment of what you can and cannot do. And then, you know, what I would go, I'm a list person, so I like to make a list. And sometimes I feel as though I'm not doing anything, and I feel really guilty. And then when I go back and I look at my list, and I say, oh, my God, I did all this stuff. Then I feel good about myself. So, you know, I would suggest, you know, whatever you plan to do, make a list and try to stay with your plan. And if you don't accomplish everything on your list, that's okay, because guess what? You are the boss. So you know what? What you don't do today, you put on the top of your list for them tomorrow. Wouldn't you agree, Ellen?
Yeah, and there's common thinking out there that it takes either 28 days or 30 days to make a habit. Now, that's a good or a bad habit. Let's just say so one of the things that you need to do, which is why I pick 30 days, pick the one or two things that you said you were going to do last year that maybe you didn't do, or you didn't do it consistently. I remember I was on this call maybe a couple of years ago, and we had met and read the book Donna Reed Mitchell had. And she had this, and basically it's pretty much exactly what you just said. And the plan is, what do you do during the day, and charting how much time you spend doing it? Because a lot of people spend a lot of time doing tasks that are not income producing. And then they had a very busy day, but then they don't make any money. So if you're going to spend your time shuffling papers on your desk, getting ready to work, and all the things that are not going to increase your bottom line, then you really need to look at where you're spending your time. So if you're charting out those 10 hours, let's say, and you have it down on paper, you can see exactly what you've done and what you haven't done. And like you said, you can't beat yourself up about what you haven't done. That usually happens when you overschedule yourself, but when you make it manageable and you cross off your list what you've done, then you can move on to something else on your list. And, it's funny because I used to do the same thing, beat myself up, and then I realized I'm, like, doing twice as much as most people are doing. So when I don't have anything on my to-do list, well, that's not such a big deal. In my head it is, but I'm really operating at a high level. And I think that most people that are actually doing this business, a lot of people that are on our team that have a full-time job and are doing this business and doing well, they operate at a high level. And so you really have to get serious with yourself and say, am I really working this business or am I pretending I'm working this business?
I like that, LA. And you know, the other thing I do also in terms of charting, I chart my money. And I tell you, at the end of the month, at the end of each month, I sit back, not sit back, I go and I add up the money that I've made. And I am amazed at the amount of money that I make each month. Now, one of the things I'm going to have to go back and do is figure out where I'm spending my money, because I'm really making money. So, and sometimes I hear people say, I'm not making any money. Well, I think what's happening is that people are not tracking their money, and they don't see and they're spending their money as fast as it comes in. So if you track it and track it down on paper, somebody bought a lipstick for $10. So you put that $10 on your list, on your tracking sheet, and then at the end of the month, add up the money and see how much you actually have made. And I tell you, you would be surprised. And I think that will also motivate you to even do more.
Well, I hear a lot of people say, I'm not making any money. Generally speaking, that's not true. What's happening is, like you said, they don't track their money. So if you, this is probably one of the biggest problems for a lot of people that are in this business or a similar business. They're their own best customer. They're their own best customer.
Absolutely.
So basically, they go in their closet, they have so much product in there that they could open a store.
That open their own store.
Exactly. That is not running a business. You
absolutely
want to be warehousing merchandise. So, you know, that comes with tracking your money. I just to tell you a funny little story. When I was like 18, when I first moved to New York,
not to cut you off, but hold that thought. Gillian is also on the line. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So
yes, I'm sorry. I just want to let you know I've been listening to you guys. So
okay.
I'll come in whenever you guys are, you know, would like.
Thank you so much, Gillian. Okay, Ella, continue. I'm sorry.
Yes, sure. So when I was 18, I used to track every single penny I spent. It was so funny because I found this little book years later had like 25 cents for a Snickers bar. And I had all, I mean, seriously, for every dime I spent, I kept track. And so what you'll realize when you do that is you waste a lot of money in non-essential things. I mean, it's amazing. I realized one day when I was keeping track, this was a few years back, I couldn't figure out why it seemed like I didn't have any money. Well, what I was doing was going to Costco's like every week, and I was spending money on stuff that I didn't really need to spend money on. I'm like, why do you need so much toilet paper? Why do you need this? And, you know, I wasn't thinking about how much money I was spending. Just little things buying coffee out, going to lunch every day, got to go. I mean, all this stuff adds up over a period
adds
of time.
Up. Absolutely.
Anything you do,
absolutely,
your business, anything you're doing personally, all that stuff needs to be tracked.
You know, recently, ladies, I just heard this, which just puts everything in perspective. especially if you're working a job and you're doing Avon part-time. One of the mentors that I had been listening to said, if you make $100,000, 30% of that goes to taxes. So you didn't make $100,000, so you made $70,000. Of that $70,000, at the end of the year, how much did you save? How much you save is what you made. Everything else you spent.
Yeah.
So if you don't save $10,000, don't tell someone you made $100,000 because you only made $10,000. All the rest you spent. And when he said that, so many people were like, huh? So if you take and invest, that's on just $100,000. If you take and say then, if I need to save money and say I made money in a business, then what do you have to do? You have to look at what you're spending, exactly what you guys are saying. You have to look at what you're spending. And another thing just recently, I just want to share with you ladies. I didn't have a chance to before, but Lisa Nichols was in New York, and she's been an idol of mine, which Ellen, I believe you and Pat introduced me to her for the first time. And I got to meet her last week. And one of the things that she says, and she has a new book that's out called Abundance Now, is another thing that you guys said. We have to accept the small wins. And you know when they say that the turtle finished last, or the, what do they say? There's a saying.
Right.
The hare finishes last, or the turtle is the slowest, but it finishes last. But that slow and steady and slow and steady becomes a habit. And when that habit becomes a muscle that you take and you build up, anybody who's doing well and successful in business has to have that money. You have muscle. Hmm. You have to be able to take the highs and the lows. So if you're not building up that muscle of slow and steady and slow and steady, when those lows come, you're going to give up. So, you know, that's another good, good thing I learned that makes a lot of sense. You've got to consistency and continue and do it at that pace, consistency, follow through, do your plan, and you'll succeed in the long run.
Yep, absolutely.
You're absolutely right, Gil, and I tell you, you can't compare yourself with anybody else either, because that will really frustrate you if you try to compare yourself with somebody. Everybody has a different energy. Everybody has a different, you know, way of doing things. So, you know, you can't really compare yourself with anybody else. You got to do you and be you.
Well, everybody should have their own goals. Whatever those goals are for you, that's important. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if someone else's goals are loftier than yours, or, you know, they have higher numbers attached to their goals. It doesn't really matter. What should matter is what is important to you and how you expect to attain and achieve the goals that you've set out for yourself. So,
absolutely.
Nothing else, I think, is important for people to get over the mindset of you have to be as good as or better than someone else. Just be.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was finished.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear your last one. Just be what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Just be you.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. Another thing, too, which she had said, which I think is awesome, besides being you, you don't have to bring everybody with you. Not everybody's going to be on your page or want you to follow your dream. You know,
amen.
And, you know, your dream is your dream. Don't try and put it on someone else, or when you tell them your dream, you don't understand why they don't get it. Because it's not their dream. You know, it's your dream. And you're the one who has to feed it and keep it growing. Not them. They're just there. Don't say, oh, they don't help me. They don't help you because it's not their dream. And, you know, a lot of people don't get that. It's not, you may tell people, oh, you know, this is what I want to do. You tell your family, I don't understand why they're not supporting me, why they're not behind you. Because it's not their dream. They're trying to figure out their dream.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that, because I was in church on Sunday, and they were talking about, the preacher was talking about being connected, and that if you are a person that you're being blessed, everyone around you will be blessed. The issue is not everyone needs to be connected to you. And what happens is if you blessed, people will attach themselves to you. So,
mm-hmm.
hopefully if they shouldn't be there, they tend to wear away at you. And one of the things that he said that I thought was so key that I wrote down, not every plug is meant to go in every socket.
I like that.
I say all that to say, going back to what Gielan just said, is sometimes people aren't going to understand your dreams, and sometimes they will even try to diminish them or try to mock them because it's not their dream. And sometimes people want your light to burn just a little less bright so they have more light. So they want to be the bright shining star. So be very careful of so that that goes
dream hand. Killers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dream killers. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, so basically with the a new year as I don't care what you're doing, whether it's your home, whether it's your job, you know, they say that if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result, you know, that's the definition of being crazy. So, you know, we can look at a new year, a new leaf that we're turning and forge forward and you should move with a purpose. Do you all agree with that?
100%. And if you don't know what your purpose is, move forward anyway in a direction that you feel is going to be positive until you get your purpose.
Oh, I like that.
Don't stand still.
I like that.
That's Lisa Nichols. I'm telling you, that woman, she inspired me so much. I was like, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. But she says if you don't have a purpose, you move forward anyway with your gut, with what you feel like, doing something. Don't stand still. Don't stand still till you find your purpose, and your purpose will be there. It'll be there. If you keep on moving in a direction whether it's a direction God wants you to move into or a direction that you use your instinct to move into, your purpose mm-hmm. will catch up to you.
Absolutely.
And you know what I like that what Gielan said, positive. And Ellen, you always talk about this. You know, surround yourself with positive people.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Amen to that. Amen to that. And you know what? Everybody will learn because there's enough to go around with everyone. And, you know, those people that you can't change and don't want to come and don't see your dream and all, you can say hello to them. They're just not your inner circle of people. That's all. And, you know,
absolutely.
You need those people that are – and you're looking for people that are doing better or being better than what you are in right now so that you can learn more. Because as Ellen mm-hmm. said too, you've said, it's a matter of growing and growing.
Absolutely.
And growing means that you're expanding your horizons, you're expanding who you are to be a better person and to make a better world around you for you and your family. I mean, you know, for whatever your dream might be, whether it's not your family, whatever it might be.
Well, you know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Listening to Gielan a few minutes ago, and she said, don't stand still, walk. I was trying to think of a Bible verse. The one I was thinking of didn't come to mind, but there's another one, Isaiah 30:21. It says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So again,
wow.
You can't stand still. You must move, and your steps will be, you will find your way because you'll be directed in the right path, because we all have that inner knowing of whether something is right or not, or we don't feel comfortable with something that either is happening around us or that we're doing. That
mm-hmm.
small inner voice is leading you in the direction of which you should go, so you should follow it.
Absolutely, 100%. And if you don't know anything else, just know that Avon has been in business for 137 years, and people have made success. So what makes them different from you? So they barely have an education. Some people don't have support system. Some people don't even, they can't even speak the English language, and yet they are successful. That person lives, walks, and breathes just like you. So the blueprint is in place. It's up to you as an individual to follow the blueprint.
Yeah.
That is so true. When you think about it, the people that have put their kids through college, through school with Avon, they didn't have credit limits. They didn't have TV. They didn't have the internet. They had maybe a phone. They had their feet. And they walked to neighbors' houses. Their orders came however they came. They didn't come how they come now, I'm sure. I don't even know how they came then. But they survived it, and they made it work, and they put their kids through school. So if they could do that, and that was, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, don't tell me you can't make it now. There's more stuff that you have at your disposal. Make it work.
Let's take a couple of years ago. Let's take Donna Reed Mitchell. I mean, here's a woman who was in Yonkers, Mount Vernon, didn't have a car. She had a baby carriage with a baby and a toddler. And where is she today? She owns her own house, which is almost like a mansion, in Texas. And all she has been doing was selling Avon. And the turning point for her was her toddler telling her that she should be the best Avon person she could be.
Yep,
that's awesome. That is true.
Well, she had a plan, and she worked her plan. And she wasn't, and I say to people all the time, you know, this is a woman who didn't have a car. She would get on the train. She would do whatever she needed to do to make a better life for her and her kids. I know people that have cars that you can't get to a meeting. I mean, and there's excuses of why they can't do anything. So, again, actually, now that I'm on that point, I just want to say something quickly to those people that are out there that are recruiting and having challenges with recruiting. Don't try to force people to be in your business. Find people that want to be in your business, because it will be so much easier, slow and steady. You may not have this great, you know, this huge downline, but there are people that, you know, have a lot of people in their downline, and then those people just fall off. So you want to slow and steadily build a solid base of people who really want to do this, who really want your help, and they're open to your help. Once you do that, all the stress out of this, and you just work your business and work your customer base and work your recruiting. You don't need 50 million people. So I don't know who I'm speaking to out there, but there's somebody that's listened and needed to hear that, and that's what you should do, and not feel that you have to hold yourself up to maybe someone else that might be on, you know, look like they're doing better than you, because you don't see behind the curtain. So don't get sidetracked by that.
And I want to add something also. I guess I should just title myself as being a lazy Avon representative, because I only operate, I would say, within a 10-mile radius. I don't go out. There's enough business in my community, which I can really, literally walk in. I don't really go outside out of that area. You know, because I'm not, I don't want to spin my wheels. I work this area. And I remember going to Terrytown to a convention, and Lisa Weber was the speaker. And she said, I think she was in Rhode Island, and she said there was a ton of Avon representatives in her community. And so, you know, the competition was fierce. And she decided that she was going to be the, I'm putting quotation marks in the air, the Avon representative. So when I moved back to the Bronx, I came back with that same kind of attitude. In my little area, there's a lot of other Avon representatives. Some that are in my district, 2091, who lives in my area, but I had decided I was going to be the, I'm giving the quotation marks in the air, the A1 person, go-to person in this particular area. And that's what I do.
Yep.
So otherwise, if your time is limited already, then why burn yourself out? That's only going to frustrate you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, you have to pick your battles and you have to decide. And you're right. And I was at that same meeting and she did say that. And she became very well known in her little area. So, you know, everybody runs their business the way they want to run their business, but you want to run your business so that you don't make yourself crazy and that you enjoy doing what you're doing. When you get to the point where you don't like doing this anymore, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is you have to re-energize yourself and find what you originally started this for and why you want to do it, and then, you know, start all over again with that mindset.
Absolutely. And, and one of the things we probably should have started out with in saying is that, you know, after this call, get a piece of paper, get some index cards, even better, get some index cards, get about five of them, and write on each one the same thing you're going to write. You are going to write your goal. What is your purpose? What is your goal? Make a, what we call famous board, visualization board. Make a visualization board and focus in on what it is that you want to get, what you want to achieve. You know, and put a money value to it. So, say for example, if you want to get new sneakers, the sneakers cost $20, and you want to buy a new car, and the car costs $50,000, and you want to buy a bicycle, and the bicycle costs you $2,000, put those prices next to those items. And guess what? When you get $20, you say, "Oh, I got $20." And you look at your list, "Oh, I can buy the sneakers now," because that's what you have in your hand. This way you can also see what you materialize, you can see what you're getting with your money, and also in that you should also put down a little piggy bank for savings, so that you can also bank some money away.
Yeah.
Can I say one last thing? Not to end it, but just one quick thing. The one thing I got out of, with Lisa Nichols last week when I, was listening to her, and one thing that she says that us as women forget is that we need to take and remember, even if you have to, like you said, put down stickers all over. You could be the crazy
all
lady. But you have to say, I am worthy. I deserve this. I want this. I am made from greatness. It's for me. Mm. I deserve to have this. And you have to say that to yourself every morning to convince yourself, because if you don't, you're going to start letting other people's agenda and family things get into what your goal or what you want to do for you. And she says, us as women, we forget that because we're just so doing so many. We're taking care of parents. We're taking care of kids. We're working.
Right.
And we forget about us. That we have to say that we deserve the things that we want. And that
Absolutely.
Makes a big, that is so, she said that is the heart of the problem of why we sometimes don't succeed, because we don't believe in ourselves enough that we should succeed.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, that hit me hard when I heard that, and the hands all went up in the room, and I believe that. So I have little stickies. I wake up in the morning, I look at my little sticky. It's on my mirror in my bathroom. I am worthy. I am made from greatness. I want to feel good about myself. And then I give myself gratitude and thankful for what I have. And once you have that feeling and that attitude, you're just going to attract good people. You know, you're not going to attract the negative garbage out there. And that's what you want in your business. You want to have that attitude where people want to attract to you. So I just wanted to end with that because I thought that was so inspiring that she said that. And when you said make a list, lists are so important, and even note something that says about you, and you know that, I don't know, I just threw that in, but I love that idea, I really
appreciate that, and Gillian, that was an excellent idea, And I hope that everybody follows that. Put those notes around, like you say, in the bathroom, by your refrigerator, everywhere, in your mirror when you make your makeup on, wherever that's at. You know, put these notes in the room right before you go out the door. Have these little notes everywhere, even in your car. This way it will remind you of the journey that you're on. And with everyone who's listening to this call, you are extremely, extremely lucky because this is the first and second week of the year 2016. This is a new page. This is a new book. And it's up to you to write your book.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So
thank you, Pat. I have to say thank you, Pat, because this radio station, I'm sure there's someone out there that needs to listen to or hear something that one of us said to help them get to that level in 2016.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to point out also, you know, sometimes you hear people like Lisa Nichols and you hear Donna Reed Mitchell and you hear Ellen Edwards or Galen Croft, you hear myself on the radio talking, and it sounds like, you know, everything's wine and roses. We have problems too, but we overcome them, right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Oh yes.
But
yeah.
we forge ahead. We fall down. We pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off. We keep our eye on the prize, and we just keep going. So it's not like, you know, everything is wine and rosy, and all the bad things are happening to you. No. Things happen to us as well.
Yep.
I'm going to ask each one of us to end with something to leave the listeners with in terms of a new year. Ellen, we'll begin with you.
Something to leave?
Yeah, the listeners who are listening.
Follow your heart. Follow your heart and go for what you need and know and want for 2016.
Excellent. Very, very good. Galen?
Pick a word and make that your word for the year. Make it something that you know you're not good at, but you want to get better at it. My word is focus. So that's the word that every month I look back at to remember that's something I'm not. Sometimes I get distracted, but that's my word for 2016 is focus. So that when December 31st comes and I use that word again, I've accomplished whatever I need to do for that one word.
Excellent. What I'm going to leave the listeners with is to write your own book. You know, be the author of your book, of your life, your success. And each day, turn a page in your book. And your book starts out with your goal, and you just fill it in from here. So at the end of the year, 2016, December 31st, your book should be complete and you should be successful. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful year. Ellen and Galen, thank you so much for being on the call. Next week is we will have John Wallach because I was away, so he didn't have the opportunity to speak to the group. So he'll be on the 18th. And on the 25th of the month, we have Galen, who's on the call right now, who will be talking about skincare. So, with that, everyone, I wish everyone a great month. Our orders are due on the 17th, starting the week of the 17th. So, you know, start getting your orders together. And, I just want to say one more thing before I end. Define what you want to do with your business also, because there's so many different directions you can go with your Avon business. So define how you want to run your Avon business, whether you want to be a recruiter, whether you want to do fundraisers, whether you want to do vending, whatever. Define your mission. And so, okay, with that, everyone, have a wonderful evening. And Ellen and Galen, I'll talk to your guys soon. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.